Hey, fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess, and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hello, fashionpreneurs. Welcome back to entry 8 of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I am so excited to talk to you today about staffing and hiring and all that good stuff that comes with growing your fashion business. So we're going to talk about being slow to hire and quick to fire today. When it comes to developing any type of business, you're going to end up growing and you're going to need help. All right. I'm telling you because I used to be everything in my business. I was the CEO, the web designer. I was the marketing expert, the influencer, every single role I have done it. I was even the manufacturer myself, designing and sewing and pattern making every single garment that you guys were buying. So as I began to grow within my business, things happened very quick for me. I would say like within a year, I had made my first hire and continued to grow from there. And I really couldn't afford to pay with my first hire. So I'm going to tell you guys my whole hiring timeline. We're going to talk about turnover, training, leadership, and what you need to make sure you're considering before hiring. All right. Let's make sure that we're building empires again, that we're operating like million-dollar entities. So once upon a time, I had fully went full time into my clothing line and I could not afford to hire. But boy, did I need help. I needed help with email and phone support because I had to sew everything. So I hired a friend. Her name is Chantel, AKA Buka. That's her nickname. Her family gave her this nickname. And, I remember she was like working from home at the time. And I was like, hey, can I pay you like $350 a month to do like my virtual assistants? And she did that. And she would come to my house and train with me. And she would do everything from home. She was so helpful and amazing. I love her. I mean, she's just a phenomenal woman. She's a mom, a wife, and I remember her working so hard for that little $350 a month, and then I was able to give her a raise, and then she ended up going into a different job, but she was awesome, and I learned a lot with that first hire. I then went on to hire my first part-time employee, and then I hired some full-time team members by the grace of God, because it is not cheap to hire. So it's important that you guys know when to hire, how to protect yourself, what things to consider, and so forth. So how I knew I was ready to hire, I had grew and busted out the seams. I literally couldn't afford to operate without help anymore. I was, again, sewing everything myself. So I realized very early on that I needed help with the customer support portions of the business. I needed help with shipping. I wasn't juggling it all anymore. And somehow, by the grace of God, I was able to still give great service as I was transitioning. But I had bursted out the seams. It wasn't really about money. It was more so I knew I had bursted out the seams. So I tried to get free assistance or very low cost assistance. Don't be scared of interns. I used to be scared of interns, but interns are great. You guys can put ads out for interns. I used to use a website called Indeed.com or look on LinkedIn. You'll see people in your area that want to be interns within your fields. So don't sleep on interns. However, I wanted to pay a small minimal fee just for gas and food. And, you know, you want to basically create an opportunity for people to grow. So I knew that if I were to hire, we could all grow together. So I knew I was ready because I bursted out the seams. All right. So you may be ready before you have the financial backing. That's great. Hire an intern. Just make sure that you're considering what they're doing and what they're investing to even help you. Helping someone and giving your time is the most valuable asset. So you want to make sure that you're at least taking care of them with a little small fee. Make sure you're buying them lunch when you can. Just support. Don't take advantage. All right. Of course, they're getting the knowledge and experience, but make sure that that's really what they're getting. And you're not just giving them busy work. Right. So make sure you're creating an opportunity for them to grow. Now, hiring family and friends can be a little scary, right? I don't encourage this for everybody. For me, I was blessed to be able to hire Buka, who was a friend of mine, and I was also blessed to be able to work with Taylor, a very close friend of mine that has an operations business. And we didn't have any issues. You know, we were blessed because we knew how to separate personal and business. But that is not the case all the time, right? I've never hired a family member, however. I always consult with my family. I get their advice, but I never have hired them. So consider a few things. Make sure if you do decide to go that route that you treat them like employees and you do not slack. If you guys share the same grandma and grandma says she's hungry and you got to take lunch, you can't do that. We're here for the next 8 hours, right? I've seen people hire friends and they say, oh, well, so-and-so's coming to town today, so I'm going to call out. No. My very best friend in the world, Brittany, a.k.a. Gina, worked with me for 5 months. And I remember she started getting the opportunities with Target. You guys know she's an entrepreneur now in beauty. And I remember she had opportunity. She put her time in. It was approved for time off. And then right after that, she told me, hey, I need to go back. And I cannot miss this meeting. And I told her I can't let her off. I can't. We have to operate. And she said she understands. And I told her, I can't continue to hold you up like this. You have to go. So for me, I believed in her and I knew what her purpose was. And I had to tell her, like, you gotta go be great. You're awesome. And now she's great. She's awesome. Right. So understand that it can go two ways. It can either go really good or really bad. With me, my friends were always willing to put in overtime and go into overdrive with me and for me. My family always make sure that I'm okay. So for me, it worked out. But I know that's not the case for everybody. And like I said, I've only hired 2 friends ever. But I am not somebody that would ever hire friends again. It can get weird. It can get scary. Also, don't hire people to train on your dime. And this is just overall a life lesson here. I don't allow people to come in and train on my dime. So I used to just hire people and see the potential. Potential is not now. Do not hire somebody for a position because they could potentially be great. If you do not see strengths that can grow right away, I don't make false promises. So if you tell me you want to be in marketing, but the position is for customer support, I want you to grow and show me why you should be in marketing. However, I'm not going to allow you to say, hey, I'm coming in and I'm not taking anything less than this because I know I'm a marketing expert and I can be a marketing expert if you give me 6 months of training. No, absolutely not. And I have hired people in the past that literally I saw potential in, and then they were set up for failure because I put them in those positions too early on and they weren't ready for them. So don't get too caught up on what people's potential is. Potential is not now. All right. Now, also, I want you guys to know that you have to protect yourself. Protect yourself. So when hiring, it's super imperative that you guys have non-compete clauses. Every team member that works with any of my companies has signed a non-compete and a non-disclosure. You cannot share our information with any third parties. You cannot compete and create a business that equates to ours. There are certain guidelines in regards to behavior, reputation. Make sure you're operating like a $1 million empire. So I have lawyers that literally created contracts for every employee. Everybody gets things in writing. I also have Google Sheets and forms that has everybody's position requirements, and I require for every person to abide by them. We have checklists that has to be completed every day. We have requirements for the end of the day for email and phone support. Everybody knows their requirements because they're written out. I have 90-day reviews. I have 30-day reviews. I have end-of-the-year reviews. I give raises. I run the business as a full-fledged entity. And if you do not set that standard, you will have a team that doesn't respect you, and you'll have a team that is not sure of their future. And that's scary, right? So understand that you have to protect yourself and protect your team. Also, people always ask me about like health insurance. Guys, right now you are able to come into a regular exposure with your own health insurance. We're working to get to a place where like we can just offer all these benefits, but it costs a lot to offer benefits. So I want you guys to not be fearful, because you'd be surprised what resources are out there for you to work with small businesses and you still get a lot of resources. So everybody in my company has health insurance, dental, everybody's fine. But you want to make sure that everybody has those things in place. And if you can't offer them right away, that's okay, but still require before they are working here that they show you proof of that, because anything can happen. If somebody gets hurt on a job and you don't have workers comp, you're screwed. You have to protect yourself. We have insurance on this entire space we're within right now. If anything gets stolen, we can put in a claim. If there's a huge water leak, we can put in a claim with our renter's insurance. We have certain protections in place to make sure that we are good to go, right? So make sure you're protecting yourself. Hey, sorry to interrupt, but I would like to invite you to my Digital Mixer Masterclass. We are talking all about marketing as a fashionpreneur. If you are a boutique owner, a designer, a stylist, you need to be in this class today. You'll be able to take notes, see visuals, take your screenshots. You're going to need this information for the long haul. So I will see you today in class. All you need to do is visit thefashionpreneuracademy.com and register for class. You'll get the link immediately in your email. So I'll see you in class today. Let's get it. Now, another thing when hiring, never trust too fast, right? So I make sure that everybody that comes into our space comes in at a neutral level and they build trust. I don't give too much too quickly. So if you have people handling money and going to the bank to make deposits on their first week, that's scary, right? And I have seen people do this and get screwed over. Don't trust. You never know somebody's true character until they get to work with you. So make sure that you give people the opportunity to show their worth before you just give them everything. All right. Now, I also want you guys to be leaders. Understand that you must be a leader. If you are not a leader, you're not going to create opportunities for growth. You can't come in bossing everybody around, telling them what to do, and then going back to your beautiful office. That's not going to work. You have to come in and create a culture and a community around your team. Allow a open door policy for them to communicate with you. I require me and my staff read books every month. We are required to read a book every month together that grows our leadership and our values and integrity. We have monthly training where we shut down for 2 hours every single month from 3 to 5 on like the second Friday of the month. And we do leadership training and we basically do coaching with each other. I have the girls write down what they're being challenged with, what you need help with. And then we literally go at it. We go for the kill. We assist each other. We have a mastermind in a sense, and we help each other get better. I write down flaws as well. We write down whatever we're struggling with, what we notice each other struggling with, and we dive into it. So we have monthly training and we have that time put aside where, hey, for these 2 hours, nobody answer phone calls. Nobody does email support. We're dedicated to our own growth. We're dedicated to being better. Now, when I talk about creating a culture, I want you guys to understand we also have staff outings. Don't be scared to be friends with your staff. Now, with that being said, be a friend with limitation. I'm not out here drinking, toting them back with my staff. No. But what I am doing is once a month, we do go skating. We go out to eat. We may go bowling. Next month, we're going to a Lucky Day concert. We are so excited. We all love him. So we're all going to go see that together. We'll go to the movies. We like to spend time with each other outside of business. Show people they are valued outside of work. Get out the office. I took them to lunch a couple weeks ago on a Monday and we just ate together. Lunch was on me and I just wanted to see where their minds was at. Changed up the location. If you are not a leader and if you are not invested in your team, how can you expect the same? I don't work in the same office as them. So it's imperative that I let them do their jobs. I used to be a micromanager. Do this by the 8th. Do that. I said this. I had to learn to let go. And I want you all to learn the same. Let people do their jobs. And you'll know you're ready to hire because you're a leader, not because you're pointing the finger at everybody, telling them what to do and what they didn't do right. You have to be willing to grow with people and understand that if you've invested already into them, continue to invest and they will grow with you. Also, what I like to do is I like to open the door for conversation every Monday. We have a Monday morning meeting and we go over our entire week and I ask them, what could I do better? What could you do better? There's always room for growth. Even if that one week there was no growth required, there's always room for continuous growth. So we make sure that we're setting direct deadlines. Everybody knows their responsibilities, but we're creating an atmosphere where everybody's comfortable. So make everybody comfortable. All right. All right. So when it comes to hiring, I like to take my time with the interview process. So step one is I've been blessed to be able to hire right now through a lot of referrals over the past year. I have not had to put out an ad for any job openings, but if I, in the past, I had to put out ads, and if I did, I would use a website called Indeed.com. I would look through resumes first, and then I would put the ad out, let people apply, and go through the applications. A lot of times, you get a lot of applications where people don't qualify, so I'll just skim through them and keep it moving, send the decline. If I'm interested, I will set up an interview, and I will give you a call. After that, we do the interview. If I feel you're a good fit, you'll get the job offer. If I'm unsure, we might do a second interview, or I might just simply keep you in my Rolodex. After that, you're hired, but there's a 90-day probation. You sign your agreements before your first day, and there's a 90-day probation. Now, when it comes to paying my staff, I pay very fair, and I pay more than what that job entails, like a little bit more because I value my staff. So it might be a couple of dollars more that they get. Because I also know a lot of the other perks, like we have are creating a culture. You're going to be growing where you could apply a lot of this to your next business or your own business. So I pay fairly. I make sure that I pay people their worth. Now, within that 90-day timeline, I outline exactly what your responsibilities are. I make sure that we have 3 weeks of training, not two, but three. I want to make sure that third week you are literally making sure you're fully comfortable. And then you're in your own position. Go for it. I listen for value. I listen for your assets. And I check in with you within that 90-day follow-up time. I do a 30-day review first, then a 90-day. Your first 30 days, you'll know. I never want my staff to be surprised by any decision-making. Also, for my CEOs, if you're not tracking the increases and the decreases within your team, you're creating a lot of mess for yourself. If you fire someone after 90 days and you can't have reasoning or any proof of negligence, you have to pay unemployment a lot of times if those people decide to get unemployment. So make sure that you understand that after 90 days, that probation's up. Also, it's imperative that you understand that you have to document everything, even the not so good stuff. So if you have to do a write-up, you have to document that. You can't just send a quick email and let it go. Don't sleep on what can happen if you don't document. Also, make sure that you are training yourself from a human resources standpoint. You guys have to know what language you're using in front of your staff. You have to know what you're letting them see and witness. You have to know what you're allowing them not to do. Because there are a lot of things out there that are fully illegal and legal now. Me and Ken today were talking about how you can get in trouble for anything, literally, for being at the wrong place at the wrong time. So protect your business. Protect your business. All right, guys. So now when it comes to the next steps, I wanted to also tell you all, don't forget about your staff. So when you're hiring, don't forget about those raises. Don't forget about those Christmas bonuses. Don't forget to value them. Don't get so hyped up in the business that you forget who you have in it. Now, questions. Well, I only got one question this week. It was, how do you find great employees? Like I said, I like to use a lot of referrals. A lot of my current employees interned at previous events such as the Fashionpreneur Retreat. And that's how they got their jobs. They interned, I saw their worth. They followed up with an email professionally with their resume. And I look out for that too. If you send an email with your resume, we're good to go. I know you want to work with me. You don't have to DM it. Email me. Show me you're ready. Show me what value you're bringing. Show me what you can contribute to our company that we're missing right now. Because you can literally look at our website and tell us what you could contribute. So don't be scared to speak up and show your value. That is going to create an inclusive space. Also, I like to use Indeed.com to look through resumes and shuffle through and see who's out that's coming up, that's looking for some work and that's hungry. And another website I like to use for outsourcing is Upwork. Upwork.com is great for you guys to find contractors that can work for you for a very low cost for a certain amount per hour. So you'd be surprised how little you need to hire. I told you guys my first employee was only $350 a month for her salary. So you can afford virtual assistants for like $300 a month. You might get a virtual assistant to do that phone and email support while you're handling shipping. You might can get that person to do follow-up calls. So Upwork is a great resource to find people internationally that you can pay at a really low cost. Alrighty, guys. So that wraps. I know it was quick, but entry eight, I just wanted to kind of discuss all the levels to hiring and firing. So that wraps another episode of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I hope you all enjoy. We will be back with a lot of meaty details very soon for entry number nine. I cannot wait for you guys to hear what we have to say. But I will definitely have some special guests in the building. So I'm super excited about that. So thank you all for tuning in. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions to submit, make sure that you do so by emailing us info@thefashionpreneuracademy.com. Check us out online, thefashionpreneuracademy.com. And that wraps another episode. I will talk to you soon.